Nepal's unrest poses obstacles for a ministry. Churches are under pressure from Belarusian authorities, and a new project launches for believers in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal tops our news today. The international community is urging Nepal's king to restore democracy and peace. Rebels have vowed to continue to fight for power. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says the Maoists present a dangerous scenario.
They have announced a desire to get rid of all foreign influence in the country. That, of course, would apply to non-government workers and aid workers and Christians from outside the country. And the Maoists are not friends of religion in general, or Christianity in particular. So I don't think this is necessarily good for the church. But at this point, the Christians have not been specifically targeted.
Van Bronckhorst says ministry during this time can be a challenge and urges prayer.
There are roads that are blocked, and so they're very much more careful about where they go and when they go there, and feel much more restricted to their local area. And so that's difficult, and there's this emotional pressure that's always there. But they're committed to being there. They have jobs to do, meaningful things to do in the country, and feel like the church needs their support.
Next, according to sources from both Forum 18 and Voice of the Martyrs Canada, churches are reeling under new restrictions in Belarus. A leader with the New Generation Church Council is facing a fine for organizing a Bible study group within the registered church, but the government calls the group unauthorized and shut it down. The same church is also unable to get a place to worship. Pray that the Lord will open doors for these believers to be able to practice their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio is impacting lives in Asia. HCJB World Radio offers a training program for their radio station partners in the Asia-Pacific region. Through the program, believers are being equipped for greater effectiveness in radio ministry. HCJB's David Keeley says it's opening doors for church planting.
We have a partner in a restricted country who has in the past year and a half put in 14 radio stations, and the specific purpose of putting in a radio station in a new city is for church planting, and churches are being planted hand in hand with a radio station.
Through these 14 radio stations, hundreds of people each month are coming to know Christ and joining local churches. Keeley says the work is exciting and your prayers are needed.
All this happens because of prayer, and God is at work out there throughout Asia. People are coming to know him, and it's just exciting to help them to help their people come to know Jesus.
Meanwhile, Living Water International is celebrating 15 years of providing water and the gospel around the world. Agency President Jerry Wiles says they've completed more than 2,500 water projects, helping more than 4 million people. But there are 1.2 billion people still in need. Wiles says
the billion-plus people without access to clean, safe drinking water are the same people living on less than a dollar a day, and they've had the least access to the gospel. So we're talking about the neediest people on the planet, both physically and spiritually.
Wiles tells us providing safe water is the best way to share the gospel.
If we can work with a little group of people that gets a little piece of property and builds a church, and we drill a water well, and then they freely share their clean, safe drinking water, really builds a bridge and opens the door, and it's a great demonstration of the love of Christ. And people are often opened up to the gospel.
Living Water hosts 40 to 50 short-term mission trips each year. Go to our website to get connected. And Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, is ready to embark on a new project. Teams are now translating the new materials for Every Community for Christ multiplication teams into Creole. Pray that God gives guidance to those involved as these training materials are put into the heart language of the Haitian people. ECC teams evangelize through visitation, literature distribution, open-air meetings, Bible study, youth camps, training seminars, and more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.